Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Barbier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Ms. Harvey Nagel?
Here.
Mr. Holland?
Here.
Mr. Popper?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Steeves?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
Madam Clerk, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of October 25th, 2016?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
Hearing none. Oh, no, but we've accomplished that. Approval of the minutes.
All second. In favor.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council? Councilman Smiley?
Yeah, I just want to announce for the record that Council President Nagel is now a co-sponsor on 16-128, and at the appropriate time, I will be making a motion to table 16-118.
Thank you. Next, because I have just assumed office and have not yet been briefed on legislation bearing my name as sponsor, I am not at this time introducing Ordinance 16127 or Resolutions 16197 and 16200. I will also seek my fellow council members' support of a motion to table pay plan ordinances 16112 and 16113. I am advised by the clerk and council that we have until the meeting of November 29th to consider the last two. I will use all due diligence to obtain briefing on these items and render a decision as to sponsorship of discretionary legislation as soon as possible. Thank you for your anticipated cooperation. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 16120, amend the FY 2017 approved operating budget, reduce the county executive contingency by $30,000 to provide funding toward the Public Safety Rewards Program grant. Ordinance 16121, amend the grants budget, appropriate $30,000 from the county executive contingency to the Public Safety Rewards Program grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 16122, amend the pay plan rates of pay for classified service employees represented by Local 3911 of Council 81, AFSCME, AFL-CIO. Ordinance 16123, amend the pay plan rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Fraternal Order of Police in Kessel County Lodge, number 5. Ordinance 16124, amend the FY 2017 approved operating budget transfer $50,000 from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserve account in order to provide funding for a county executive elect contingency fund. Ordinance 16125, amend the grants budget appropriate $167,878.39 in actual program income to the Community Development Block Grant FY 2016, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 16126, to declare 87 Rose Lane tax parcel number 10005404496 belonging to Newcastle County a surplus and to permit the transfer and conveyance to Our Youth, Inc. Ordinance 16128, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified police executive staff. Ordinance 16129, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration to clarify bid requirements for special services contract construction expected to exceed $100,000.
Thank you. Could I please have the reports from any committees of council? Finance, Cartier, Land Use, Kilpatrick, Public Safety, Street, Executive Hartley Nagel. Moving on to the consent calendar.
Thank you, Mr.
I was looking here.
Madam President, thank
you. Today, Finance, Cartier.
Point of information. Pause in between each one of those words to allow the report to be made before calling on the next one.
Thank you, Councilman.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President. In today's Finance Administrative Finance Committee meeting, which met at 8:30 in the 8th floor conference room, we had resolutions and ordinance under consideration. A resolution for a Oracle maintenance contract, annual maintenance contract, and support for the Office of Technology. We approved, we have a resolution to refund a duplicate tax payment in the city of Wilmington, a resolution to amend the 2017 capital program for Bechtel Park for some drainage improvements. We also had a resolution pertaining to Sacred Heart Housing Inc., where community services have passed through a grant of $400,000. We'll hear more about that in due course. Ordinances, I have an ordinance for transferring the service function from the town of Bellefonte to Newcastle County. We have a ordinance to amend County Code Chapter 14 regarding fiscal notes on proposed legislation, amend the grants budget, and appropriate federal funds in the amount of $30,000 from the Centers of Disease Control through Nemours Health and Prevention Services to improve community health. Another ordinance for federal funds that will come from the USDA for assisting with our farmers markets throughout the county, and applies primarily to. We heard a presentation on the cancellation of our discovery card agreement, which we've got to notify residents in the county. We approved the travel request for the county auditor to go to a conference in Philadelphia. We approved several grants going to worthy nonprofits throughout the county, and we had nothing on an expensive revenue roundtable and adjourned.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Land use, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Councilman Tackett is going to take that.
Thank you, Madam President.
Tackett?
Absolutely. Yesterday we met upstairs for the land use committee meeting at 2 o'clock. We heard a application for a rezoning that we'll be voting on tonight. There will be a poll vote. And we heard updates from land use on the UDC and talked about future offenses in Newcastle County. Thank you.
Thank you. Public safety, Councilman Street.
Yes, Madam President. We had a discussion about four ordinances. We had a presentation and an update on what's going on with the 911 call center, and we had an update and presentation on the Next Door program.
Thank you. And in the executive committee today, we considered some personnel matters. Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time?
Yes.
Councilman?
Yes, I would like to remove R16-196.
Okay. Okay. Is there a motion approved?
It's removed.
All in favor? We don't need. Okay. Thank you.
It'll be on the next part.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent.
Ask him to just go on and say, "Do you want to introduce it?"
Do you want to introduce it now?
Yes. I move that R16-196 be placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16196, congratulating David Townsend for being Delaware's first elected president of the National Future Farmer of America organization.
Anything else I do?
Yeah. That's me.
Okay, Councilman?
Yes. I just wanted to bring this up. David Townsend went to Middletown High School, is from Townsend in the 6th District. But it's the first president ever in 70-some years from Delaware. The last national officer just won as a state rep. Charles Postal from Milford was the last FFA officer ever from in 1968. This is really, it's on all the ag news. He's been on RFD TV, and it's a big thing to have the national president from Newcastle County and Delaware. and also from the school that Bill and I share on half and half, but I just wanted to make sure that was on the record. So.
Thank you, Councilman Powers.
Any other discussion?
Councilman Bell?
Yes, Madam Chair, if it pleases the sponsor to be a co-sponsor,
yeah,
I'd appreciate
meant
it.
To do that anyway.
Thank you.
Other discussion?
Point of information. other public discussion after council. Yeah.
Public discussion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Resolution 196. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Ms. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll program starts.
The consent calendar has been passed. Presentations. Does any member of council wish to make a presentation? Seeing none. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. R16198, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Oracle America Inc.
Excuse me. You passed over 197. It's already been introduced. It now has to be read in and voted if you want to table it, don't you?
Considerations.
It's on the calendar. For
it's on consideration of resolutions removed, so. You're the attorney. So nothing needs to be done.
Continue.
This is highly unusual to have something on the resolution that's up for a vote, up or down, and no motion to table it is taking place. This is not an introduction. It's a resolution under other resolutions, so we have to take an action on it. It just doesn't disappear, does it? I've never known this to happen.
I just see clarity.
I can see. Just point of order, I think that the sponsor has to move the table. It's their prerogative. They're the sponsor. Or pull it. Or mention it under announcements.
You can definitely table it. Council. You just can't skip over it.
That's all. I just seek clarification because in 12 years, I've never tabled anything without a vote. I know others have combined them.
I know. Council and Council to Council, this has not been introduced. This is a resolution that has not been tabled before. It doesn't require introduction, and she's announced she's not introducing it.
If she's not introducing it, so it's going to start all over again? Is it being withdrawn?
Council and Council to Council, it's not being introduced. A resolution is introduced and voted on upon the same night.
Okay, move forward?
Yes.
Okay. R16198, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Oracle America Inc. for annual maintenance and support agreement renewal for the Office of Technology in the amount of $65,318.24. Introduced by Mr. Smile and Mr. Cartier.
Mr. Cartier. Point of information. The clerk of council actually reads it in the record and says what you just say. So I ask that resolution 16-198 be placed before council for its consideration and adoption. And then the clerk of council reads it into the record.
Okay, I defer to Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. I'd like resolution 16-198. Read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 1619 authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for Oral America Inc. for annual maintenance and support agreement renewal for the Office of Technology in the amount of $65,318.24.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments?
Thank you, Madam President. Just briefly, this resolution was reviewed in finance, and it's the annual maintenance contract for Oracle America, which is software used by the Office of Technology.
Any other questions or comments? I'll open the floor to public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this resolution, please come forward. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16198.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R16198 is approved. Next, Mr. Smiley, R16199.
I request the R16199 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 16199 to amend the class specification for legislative aid to council to delete obsolete references and to update job requirements.
Yes, this resolution just brings the position of legislative aid job specs into the current century.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this resolution, please come forward. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16199.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call is 13 yes.
R16199 is approved. Mr. Cartier, R16201.
Yes, Madam President, I'd like Resolution 16-201 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 16201 approving the refund of duplicate tax payment on 1301 Gilbert Avenue, tax parcel number 26020-20247.
Mr. Cartier?
In the due course of business, County Council, in conformance with Newcastle County Code, will refund tax payment, duplicate tax payments that exceeded $20,000 minimum. This goes to 1301 Gilpin Avenue in the amount of $31,858.72.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this resolution, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16201.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call is 13
now. R16201 is approved. Mr. Sheldon, R16202.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that Resolution 16-202 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16202, amend the FY 2017 capital program appropriate $9,660 from the State of Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control to the Department of Special Services and General Parkland Improvements capital project so as to provide money for stormwater and stream restoration in Bechtel Park.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, this resolution... Oh, of course, light goes out. Corresponds with ordinance number 16114. I noticed it's scaring me a little bit there. The light's gone in and out. And it corresponds with, like I said, ordinance 16114. And this introduces it. Ordinance 114 actually pays for it as the pass-through.
Anyone else? Mr. Cartier.
Yes, thank you. This is going to go to stormwater management and control in the Bechtel Park, which is in the Mains Road corridor in my district, and I request that my name be added as co-sponsor.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry about that.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this resolution, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16202.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call is 13. Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Cartier, R16203.
Yes, Madam President, I'd like Resolution 16-203 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 16203, authorizing the execution of a purchase order contract for Sacred Park Housing, Inc. for a pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $400,000.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
Yes, I would like to enter a few comments in the record. And the title of this resolution is very not really describing the full import of what is going on here. We're certainly going to help this housing nonprofit, but even more importantly, they are going to be, this is a part of a composite of funds, and Councilman Hollins, please weigh in anytime you feel to fill in where I leave off. But apparently, these funds are going to be used to rehab and to make available through the Sacred Heart Housing Incorporated affordable housing for folks in the historic Brandywine Village in the Cathedral of St. John, which is a landmark building, and I've done a little research on that. The Episcopal Church closed that some years ago. The building was sort of languishing, and now we're going to be able to repurpose and adaptively use this very historic landmark church building at Concord Avenue and North Market Street, which I've done a little further research, was built by Alexis I. DuPont, son of the original DuPont, founder of the DuPont Company, sometime in the mid-1850s. And it's really great to see a landmark historic property adaptively reused instead of being torn down like so many of them are for such a worthy cause and worthy service of affordable housing for area residents.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Any other questions or comments from council? Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would agree with Councilman Cartier, and I appreciate the opportunity to make a comment here. But this is a very critical redevelopment opportunity located in a very critical part of the city of Wilmington at Concord Avenue and Market Street. As Councilman Cartier said, this is the old St. John's Cathedral. It's quite a massive site. There's historical value there as well, but it's located within the historic Brandywine Village. This is an opportunity for additional senior housing opportunities in an area of Wilmington where it's desperately needed. And using the funds that we're using also requires the developer of this site to also make available opportunities for people who live outside of Wilmington in unincorporated Newcastle County. The $400,000 represented here, federal funds, is just a portion of what it would take to get this complete. And the state has put in a lion's share of the money here, and the city of Wilmington is also a contributor. And I'm very pleased to be a part of this. It's been going on now for a little over 2 years. My brother Ron has been trying to put together the funding to make this happen.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Well said. Councilman Street?
Well, I was going to mention the area, and it's in Councilman Holland's district. But I hope now that the city will put some additional resources in that area as it relates to public safety, because four blocks up the street is one of the biggest drug dealing areas and one of the biggest shooting galleries in the city, so much so to the extent that when food distribution is being held at a church two blocks down the street, folks have to worry about whether or not they're able to get their food without getting shot. So maybe since we're putting some seniors over there, we'll get some more attention, and I'm certainly going to urge the city to do that. that corner, four blocks up the street, should have been taken care of.
Thank you, Councilman Street, for your remarks. I'll open the floor to the... One second. Anyone else? Any more comments from council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this resolution, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16203.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll is 13. Yes.
R16203 is approved. Moving on to ordinances, Mr. Cartier, 16107.
Thank you, Madam President. Like Ordinance 16-107, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Sir. Ordinance 16107, transferring the local service function of building code enforcement from the town of Bellefonte to Newcastle County.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. Over the years, we've adjusted the local service function for the municipality of Bellefonte in a couple of different ways. This is just another adjustment. Where the Newcastle County government is going to take over building inspection for new builds and renovations. The town of Bellefonte cannot find a vendor because of the low volume that will continue that function for them. So we've agreed, and I've worked with the Department of Land Use over the last year to get them on board as well. And it will have no fiscal impact on the county because for the building inspection, there's a fee. So that's the substance of the ordinance before council.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Does anyone else from council have questions or comments? Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a question, Councilman Cartier. You mentioned building inspection. Is it going to go beyond building inspections because the title here says code enforcement, which could include a lot more than just building inspections?
We currently do code enforcement for the town of Bellefonte already. This is the building code enforcement, meaning not property maintenance code, but construction and renovation work.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments? Councilman Sheldon?
I guess Mr. Cartier, not to harp on the subject, but do they pay the impact fees and everything, or they do fees?
It's a
service.
It is the municipality of Bellefonte, whatever fees with new construction in terms of impact fees.
Fees is a bigger word, I'm sorry. Just the fees for permits and everything else.
Yeah, we realize the fees now if this order passes.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this ordinance, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16107.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yep.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
16107 is approved. Mr. Smiley, 16108.
Yes, I would request that 16-108 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 16108 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation regarding fiscal notes on proposed legislation.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, this just clarifies the requirements council has to meet for a fiscal note on emergency ordinances.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this ordinance, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16108.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
16108 is approved. Ms. Diller, 16110.
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 16-110 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16110, amend the grants budget appropriate federal fund of $30,000 to the Center for Disease Control through the Nemours Health and Prevention Services to the FY 2017 Partnership to Improve Community Health grant to be administered by Newcastle County Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, we had a discussion about this in finance. This is the third year of a three-year grant from the Center for Disease Control.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Mr. Street?
Well, I'm going to be brief, and I'm not going to support this. And I didn't feel like arguing about it today. It's an administrative decision, and they want to continue the partnership. That's on the administration, but I'm not going to support it because I don't trust the Moors. You know, you don't come running out to Route 9. You're at the groundbreaking or the launch or whatever they called it, and you're in the discussions prior to the opening of the renovation center, and you're all in. You're going to provide health care services out on Route 9, and then all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, they walk away. Well, if this administration wants to trust them and work with them, that's fine. I don't trust them, and I don't know how they continue to get away with providing services in other jurisdictions, which I understand are not in their charge, and there are certain areas of the state of Delaware where they won't provide services. And if it feels like I'm doing an attack and I'm picking a fight with the mayors, that's exactly what I'm doing. And it's past time that I did it because I will never trust them. You know, you're here today going tomorrow. So if I can't trust you with that, I can't trust you with this.
Thank you, Mr. Strait. Is there any other comments or questions? Yep. Mr. Bell?
Yeah, I'll be joining Councilman Street in opposing this. I think that anyone who we work with that reflects any form of discrimination against any of our population, any of our citizens, Newcastle County, any area of Newcastle County, I'm not voting for it.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this ordinance, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16110.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
You.
Yes?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 no.
16110 is approved. Ms. Diller, 16111?
Yes, I ask that ordinance 16-111 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16111, amend the grant for the federal fund of $250,000 from the United States Department of Agriculture to the USDA Farmers Market Promotion Project grant administered by the Newcastle County Department of Community Services.
Ms. Zoe?
Yes, as we heard in the finance meeting, this will add two additional farmers markets to the farmers markets that are being run through the Department of Community Services.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Powers?
Yes, I would like to be co-sponsor on that.
Since it was your idea, I think that's mm-hmm. entirely appropriate.
Mr. Powers will be co-sponsor?
Yeah, this is really a grant to try to get fresh product into low-income areas, and that's what this $250,000 is for.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Mr. Street?
Well, I just wanted to, Councilman Powers is not here today, but I just don't think he can get enough accolade for bringing this to the attention of the department, the potential grant. An initial grant was $125, now it's $250. And so I want to thank everybody. One's in my district, one's right outside my district in Councilman Holland's district. And according to the guidelines, rules, regulations, they're food deserts. And this is going to help a lot. So I'd like to thank everybody that's been involved. It's a great, great, great idea, great initiative. And you know, we had some entertainment out there in the process. Folks are having a good time in the process, too.
Thank you, Mr. Strait. Agreed. Anyone from else from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this ordinance, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16111.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, roll call, Reel 13, yes.
Thank you. 16112, I move that ordinance 16112 be read and by title and tabled.
Second. Ordinance 16112, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service professional and classified service managers and administrators represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME, and LCIO affiliate Local 3109, and adopt the class specification for the position of property assessment services administrator.
16112 is tabled.
Resolution.
16113, I move that ordinance 16113 be read and by title and tabled.
Second. Ordinance 16113, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81 AFSCME and the AFL-CIO affiliate Local 1607, adopt the class specification for the position of certified permit process technician.
16113 is tabled. 16114, Mr. Sheldon.
Madam Chair, I move that ordinance 16-114 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16114, in the FY 2017 capital budget, appropriate $9,660 from the State of Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control to the Department of General Parkland Improvements Capital Project, so as to provide funding for stormwater and stream restoration in Bechtel Park.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, this ordinance actually appropriates the $9,660 for the Bechtel Park for the stream restoration, and it provides the funding for the stormwater.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor, please.
Mr. Sure. Cartier is a co-sponsor? Any other questions or comments from council?
A point of information. It's the prerogative of the sponsor to decide if someone can join as a co-sponsor.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Does anyone from council have any more questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this ordinance, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16114.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Miner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reels 13, yes.
16114 is approved. 16115, Mr. Bell?
Move it. 16-115 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16115, amend the grants budget appropriate $324,120 from the State of Delaware to the FY 2017 Fund to Combat Violent Crime grant to the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Bell?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this ordinance, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16115.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13, yes.
16115 is approved. 16116, Mr. Street?
Yes, I move that ordinance number 16-116 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16116,
amend the FY 2017 approved operating budget, increase the authorized position count for the Department of Public Safety by 20 units after position in order to accommodate the upcoming 43rd Newcastle County Police Academy.
Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. We had a discussion about this in committee meeting this afternoon, and with that in mind, per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this ordinance, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16116.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
16116 is approved. 16118. Mr. Smiley?
I request ordinance 16118. Be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Ordinance 16118 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 administrative retiring, reclassification, or other movement of Newcastle County political appointees, unclassified service employees into protected Newcastle County merits and positions during administration's lame duck session.
I move ordinance 16-118 be tabled.
Second.
Call for the vote.
No. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Point of information, all opposed?
All opposed? Okay. Approved. The very last ordinance, 150.
Madam President?
Yes.
Just a point of clarity here. Ordinance number 16118 was just tabled. And a vote was taken. Ordinance number 16112 was tabled without a vote. Ordinance number 16113 was tabled without a vote. So I'm just looking for some consistency here.
Let's stick with consistency. Council?
Carol Dillon, Council to Council. The motion was made to introduce and table, and it was seconded. There was not a yay-nay vote taken after it was read in. But under the rules of County Council, a procedural defect that doesn't involve a legal right is considered waived if it's not.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
The motion was made by the movement to read it in. It's not a. To read the item and to table it. There was a second made, it was read in, and there was not a yay nay vote taken. You are correct. President Pro Tem Hollins. However, under the council rules, if a procedural defect that does not involve a legal right is not raised at the time it's considered waived, and you are correct, there is a different procedure that was just followed for this table.
And the difference being, I guess I didn't quite understand that, in this case, there was a motion and there was a vote. And the other two cases, what is the specific difference that required the vote on 16118? And no vote for 112 and 113 is what I'm trying to understand.
Councilman Smiley?
In short, Councilman Hollins, because I've questioned this several times in the past, because I think it should be a two-fold process if you're going to table. I think you should introduce it. Then I think you should vote it. In short and in layman's terms, if a council member doesn't object,
yeah,
and force the vote, then it's considered table. Although I think it should be our process that we read it in, and then you take a vote to table. But under the rules, if no one objects, it's considered table, and we all have a say. Am I correct, Council to Council?
Yes, sir, Council Member Smiley, you are. You said it better than I did.
A point of information, Madam President. When we just approved the tabling of Ordinance 16-118, you properly asked those in favor, then you said those opposed. Then, by rules of Robert's Rules of Orders, you must say Ordinance 16-118 is passed. To make that part of the record, or is tabled, or is defeated. But whatever it is, you need to say it.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner.
Thank you.
16118 is tabled.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Councilman Street?
Point of order, historical perspective, and analysis. One, in the 12 years and a day now that I've been on council, I'm the only one that was not allowed to do what I wanted to do with my legislation. I'm the only one that got overturned. That's fine. But at the end of the day, the answer to Councilman Holmes' question is, y'all do what you want to do when you want to do it, and you make rules up as you go along. And the council's venue and Councilman Ryan's venue is called arbitrary and capricious, and quite frankly, I think it's illegal, it's wrong, it's fundamentally unfair, and you can't have a rule one night, one way, and in the same night, two different sets of rules, and then get up in the morning and holler, I'm about transparency and good government. Give me a break.
Thank you, Councilman Street. And I want to say that, Councilman Hollins, we are going to move forward with consistency. Thank you. Next.
We just won't do it tonight.
Well, as I learned the rules, we'll make sure that in the future we're consistent. So thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. 15090, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, could you please read 15090 into the record and present to Council for consideration and adoption?
Second.
To see our commercial regional and H historic overlay and to amend 2012 comprehensive plan consistent overlay.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, we had an extensive conversation on this upstairs. We thoroughly reviewed it. I would ask that you perhaps see if anybody's here tonight from the audience to speak on this application. If not, I would call for the vote.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this ordinance, please come forward. Seeing none, this is a poll vote. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 15090.
Mr. Bell.
I will be voting yes based upon the positive recommendations of the Land Use Department. I am voting yes. Stand to be corrected. I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department and our Planning Board.
Mr. Cartier.
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use and the Historic Review Board and the investment in the heritage of this site made by the owners.
Ms. Diller?
I am voting yes because of the consistency of the surrounding, of the zoning of the surrounding area.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
I am voting for Ordinance 15090 based on the recommendations of the Land Use Department and the Planning Board.
Voting yes.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm also voting yes in support of the recommendations from the Planning Department.
Mr. Patrick?
I'm voting yes to go along with the recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Powers?
I'm voting yes with the recommendation of the Planning Department and Land and also they're not filling in the canal.
Mr. Shatton?
I will be voting yes for the positive recommendation based upon the positive recommendation from the Land Use Department.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes in recognition of the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
I am voting yes in joining the Land Use and the Planning Board in their positive recommendation.
Mr. Weiner?
Based upon the affirmative recommendation of the Land Use Department and the Planning Board, I am voting yes.
Mr. Woods.
I am also voting yes with the recommendations from Land Use.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
15090 is approved. R16204, Mr. Powers.
Yes. I move that resolution 16... 04. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, here I got it. 16204 be placed before council for consideration and adoption. Read by title.
And second.
Resolution 16204, honoring the life of Marlene C. Garlick and expressing condolences to her family and friends.
That's what it is. It's also relative to Ruby.
Mr. Powers?
I said, it took so titled, and I said it's a relative of Ruby. So.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of this resolution, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16204.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Felton?
Yes.
Ms. Miley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Mr. Packett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President Earl Perville, 12 yes, one absent.
Consideration of emergency ordinances, please see none. Public comment? Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This meeting is adjourned.
Yep. You know, Bill Redunda, and he didn't come back to this room. And I'm like looking around saying,
not at all.